ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. The first case of H5 bird flu has been confirmed in New South Wales. An infected giant petrel was found near Hawk's Nest on the state's mid-north coast on Friday. Tests have now confirmed the bird had the high pathogenic avian influenza. It's the sixth confirmed case of the H5N1 strain recorded in migratory seabirds in Australia. Veterinary authorities say there's no evidence of mass mortality events or any detections in the country's agricultural sector, and that the risk to the public remains low. Ukraine has carried out a long-range overnight drone attack on Russia's second-largest city, St. Petersburg, striking oil infrastructure and military targets. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky described the attacks as long-range sanctions aimed at stopping Russian oil money funding the war against his country. The oil depot in St. Petersburg is one of Russia's largest fuel storage and export facilities. Donald Trump has used a speech marking America's 250th Independence anniversary to claim that America's identity is under threat from what he called domestic radicals and extremists, pinpointing people new to the US and Democrats. Speaking at the presidential monument of Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, he hailed American exceptionalism and leadership in the world, describing the US as a nation that would never quit or fail. Tourism operators and authorities have welcomed a recommendation not to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger, but conservationists say Australia still needs to address the damage caused by climate change and recent mass coral bleaching. ABC News.